U.S. officials say Saudi Arabia is engaged in deploying military equipment, including artillery, to areas near its border with Yemen. The U.S. government source described the size of the Saudi buildup on Yemen's border as, quote, significant. The source says the Saudis could be preparing airstrikes to defend fugitive former President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi if Ansarullah fighters, known as the Houthis, attack his refuge in the southern seaport of Aden. Meanwhile, Hadi has asked the UN Security Council to approve a resolution inviting international force to help him in the fight against the Houthis. He has also sought military help from the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council and the Arab League. In February, Hadi fled to Aden and withdrew his resignation, triggering a political turmoil. He's now trying to seize back power with the help of the West and neighboring Saudi Arabia. Well, staying with Yemen now, thousands of protesters have taken part in the funeral of a prominent member of the Ansarullah movement who was killed last week. The funeral in the capital Sana'a turned into a demonstration. It was mainly attended by the Ansarullah supporters and its fighters, known as the Houthis. The demonstrators honored the slain actress, Abdul Karim Khawani, who was killed by unknown gunmen. He was a top journalist and the movement's representative in last year's UN-sponsored national talks. Protesters also condemned the Saudi foreign minister for threatening to take military action if national dialogues fail. Yemen slid into turmoil since Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi resigned from his post as president in January, but he withdrew his resignation after fleeing to Aden.